Hey, grab that steel plate there.
Here you go.
Wow, look at all this.
You like it? I fixed up the Humvee with a bit of extra protection. Look at this. We now have a hatch.
Nicely done.
Yeah, Saul has done an excellent job modifying our little behemoth here.
Well, you want to tell him, or should I?
You go ahead. You thought of it.
What? You thought of what?
We were thinking of putting you in charge of the motor pool.
What, you mean the parking garage?
No, it's now the motor pool. You're in charge of keeping it safe, and if need be, making a few more modifications to some of our more economic vehicles down here, like those.
Oh, you mean those pussy hybrids?
Hey, we won't have to worry as much about noise or gas consumption as this big old diesel. But we'll save those for when we get back. That is, if you're up for it.
Sweet.
What's sweet?
Oh, just that this here is now my motor pool.
Oh, wonderful. Here are some things from my shop. It's all canned food, but it should last you. How long are you planning to be gone?
Less than a day if we can help it.
Oh, well, in case you get stuck out there, I brought you extras. Oh, and don't lose this. Can openers are few and far between. We couldn't find many upstairs.
Oh, thank you, Riley.
What? What is it? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, no reason. I'm just glad Pex had something to keep her occupied for a while. See you at dinner, boys.
Whoa. What? What'd you do, Mike? Come on. You jumper bones?
Hey, how crude can you be? You know, you really need to learn how to speak to a non-commissioned officer.
Now, I'm really curious. You didn't say you didn't.
Nothing. I just gave her a job to make big signs for the building so other survivors can see that we're here.
Oh, I'm sure you gave her a job.
Oh.
Well, that is a good idea. I mean, I was thinking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure you were, Saul. Now, Michael, that wasn't the look she gave you. Come on, you can trust us.
I need to go wash up. You two are trying hard to find something that you're not going to find.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Michael. We may not come back, and you won't even tell us.
Yeah, no, you're coming back. You're a lowly son of a bitch to pull that petty crap, and I'll see you at dinner.
Yeah, but you ain't denying it.
The night came and went without incident. I sat up on guard duty thinking about Saul and Angel and what my life would have been without them. Before this all happened, I wouldn't want to spend 2 minutes with them in the real world. We would never go out to eat, and if I saw them in a bar, I'd turn the other way. Now, I couldn't stand the idea of them leaving, especially with the chance of them not coming back.
Morning, Sunshine.
Hey. You ready?
Here, I'll watch the front. You all head to the motor pool. Good luck.
You nervous?
No. I'm excited to see what's out there. You never know. We might pick up some really desperate shit with some big old bitties and a waist the size of my thigh.
Is that all you ever think about?
Can you imagine what the two of us are going to be able to talk about on our little road trip?
Unless you got stock stories of boobs or alcohol, I figure it'll be a quiet ride.
We should be fine then.
I'm here, Michael.
Great. Just wait by the security gate.
Got it.
Are you two ready for this? You got the key to the security gate so you can get back in? You're all packed?
Yes, Mom, we'll be fine.
We got this. Quit worrying about it.
You see something or you get into a bad situation, you get the hell out of there. No shame in running.
Saul and I have already talked about all this. We'll be fine.
All right, I'll cover the gate. Just get up that ramp in a hurry. This thing's loud and may send a few running towards you.
Clear, boss. You think they'll be okay?
I hope so. Come on, go relieve Riley on guard duty so she can cook us a decent breakfast.
Okay.
How is it?
I'm so glad you're here.
I'll agree to that. Better than I could do.
Where's Lizzie? I haven't seen her since early this morning.
She was bouncing around apartments yesterday looking for something. Maybe she's still...
Guys, come here!
What? What's wrong? What is it?
Look, I have been checking every room for phones, internet, anything. Everything seems to be dead. But look what I found.
We have TV reception?
No. Every channel has static or bars. But I thought of something yesterday when I saw that newscaster billboard. I didn't want to get your hopes up. But this person's TiVo was on when it all happened.
The plea of insanity has been accepted in the case of Bill Roberts, nicknamed Ink, after his numerous tattoos that cover him from head to toe.
Why are we watching
this? Ink was convicted of multiple homicides outside of Santa Monica last May. He is currently being transferred to a mental health facility.
Yeah, I've already seen
Doctors
this.
Would confirm that he is paranoid schizophrenic. You know, that the family itself was devastated. He is currently being transferred to a mental health facility. We are receiving updated reports of the rioting in downtown Los Angeles. News of more riots are being reported in many metropolitan areas outside of Los Angeles, Detroit, San Diego, New York, Houston, Chicago, and also internationally in other cities such as...
What? Why did you pause it?
That's it. It cuts off there on the DVR. It's an overhang from something recorded earlier. It's all I've been able to find so far.
Well, is there anything else later?
Everything that was set to record even an hour later is blank. Nothing else was broadcast.
How the hell did it spread so fast?
Will you keep looking on the other DVRs and see if you find anything else?
Yeah, of course.
I look with her. There's a lot of those things in the building. It may take some time. Pex, you coming?
How can this have happened?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We're going to get through this together.
Everyone's gone. No one out there is coming for us. We're alone.
This audiobook is continued on Disc 3.